The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody in Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here. Howard, do you know what's coming our direction?
Rain, rain, rain.
Liquid sunshine, baby. I need it. Why do we need it? It is so important to our business. Because if it rains, what color does the grass turn?
Well, better green. Than the brown that it's been turning.
Yes, exactly. So we want green grass. We want it lush. It makes the houses look prettier. It helps the seller get more money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then buyers aren't looking at it thinking, oh, I have to replace the grass. That's, you know, $10,000.
My son, who is, most of our listeners know, bought last year. He called me in a panic this week. Dad, my grass, it's got brown patches on it. I don't know what to do. I don't want to have to buy new sod. What do I need to do? Do I call my lawn guy? He's worried about cinch bugs. He doesn't know whether it's that or he just doesn't want to have to spend more money. And he has a guy that takes care of his chemicals and things, but he's just panicking. I said, look, it just hasn't rained as much. Don't worry. It'll come back. And if you have to buy sod, it's one of the costs of home ownership. It's a whole lot better than renting. You're paying down your mortgage. You're earning stuff. It's okay. It's what we live with as homeowners. But it's so much better than renting and paying your landlord's mortgage. You're paying your own. Right, Angela? It's so much better than renting.
It's fantastic. The feeling that you have to own your own home is, you know, you just can't beat it.
Yeah. So that's what's happening this week. It's going to rain. You know what happened this past week?
Because yes. We're so dry. I'm really excited about the rain.
Yeah. You know what happened this past week?
What happened?
You know, every week, Freddie Mac does an analysis of lenders, of the 25 top lenders around the country, and see what interest rates they charged.
Yes. I know what happened.
We are now at the lowest that it has been in the last 2 years of interest rates.
Yeah, they're going down. And they're expected to go down more before we hit the end of the year.
How about that?
Who knew?
Who knew? The economy is just going so good. It's a great time to buy. So many houses are being sold. But you know what we think?
What do we think?
It's not enough because there are so many homes that are being built. You know what surprises me around here in Jacksonville?
What?
So many apartments are being built. And I see rents on those apartments going for $1,400, $1,500. You can buy a house and have a mortgage payment with principal, interest, taxes, and insurance for $1,600.
Absolutely.
And have equity. Oh my gosh, sit out on your back porch or your screened in patio and have a home. Why on earth are you considering doing other than that?
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
My theory is that it's a lot of the young people with student loan debt. Wow. A lot of student loan debt. They're getting huge loans, and it really takes up some of their buying power.
Well, it only takes about 3.5% for an FHA loan. There are down payment assistance. There are a lot of first-time home buyer programs to help folks. So many things.
Yeah. I'm still not seeing it. I still think a lot of the young people are living life like they did when they lived in their parents' house. They're going, taking their trips. They're going to Disney World. They're out with their friends, you know, at the bar all weekend. And they're having fun. They're having a fun lifestyle. I do not think they're saving a lot of money.
Well, their parents, like you and I, should be talking to them and saying, hey, you know, 5-10 years from now, you're going to wish that you had bought a home because eventually two things go up, right?
Right.
interest rates, they're not going to stay this low. And the cost of home ownership is going to go up.
That's true.
So the cost of buying homes, because they have been going up here in Jacksonville, they probably will go up.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all sorts of things today. We have a guest on the show, don't we, Angela?
Yay!
It's your turn to introduce.
I'm so excited because Greg Harris, who is the president of Watson Title Services in Northeast Florida, Inc., he is here with us today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We're so glad to have you back. Now, you moved out of our building, so I don't see you anymore, and I miss seeing you, so it's great.
Well, we're just down the street, but yeah.
I know.
But it was time to move.
That's a good thing. That means you got too big.
Well, two different streams came together. We had literally outgrown our space.
Right.
And
it's a beautiful thing.
Nobody likes to sit on somebody else's lap at work. And you know, your office had grown.
Yes.
And it was time to bring on more sales associates to help everybody. And the only place to go was up, and we were there. So we weren't encouraged to leave, but it was an opportunity for all. But it was also a great opportunity for us. We just moved down the street off of Bay Meadows Road, where Bay Meadows comes into San Jose.
Yes.
Just a couple, 3 miles. And that we really wanted to stay in that general area because we serve from the Georgia border all the way down to Gainesville. And it's really nice to be able to have that quick access to 95-295. And I tell everybody Jacksonville is just a big, small town. And you draw a 40-minute arc around us, and that covers most of our market area. So
That's true.
It's a good location.
You also have a liaison at every Watson office. Isn't that right?
We sure do. We have a title rep at every one of our offices that serves as, we call them liaisons.
Right.
Because their primary purpose is to be that interface between buyers, sellers, and realtors, and our processors and the underwriters in the back office who are making sure that property they want to buy is going to transfer full ownership to them. And we think that adds a lot of value because people want that one point of contact.
Yes.
They like looking at the duck on the water. They really don't care to see the feet moving underneath. And so our liaisons
right.
do that. It also brings local flavor and understanding of the local market that you may not get every place else. For instance, up in Amelia Island, our liaison there, Brandy, she was in real estate sales for over a decade before she came on board with us as our title liaison. And so she knows that market really well. She knows all the realtors, a lot of the businesses. And our most recent expansion we did down to the Gainesville, Tioga, Keystone Heights area. Charles Paxton, he's our liaison down there. He also was in real estate sales for over a decade in the Gainesville area. And that's a real benefit to the buyers, sellers, and realtors to have somebody that really knows the market well.
Well, something important to mention, though, is you talked about the Watson offices. Mm-hmm. However, about 10% of the sales, probably in the metropolitan area, are done with realtors, are done without realtors at all. Some
Correct.
People that are sell by owners,
mm-hmm.
they need a title company to do their closing. So you do closings for anybody that needs a service to sell their home, correct?
Absolutely.
We sure do. We every month, we usually close between 4 to 10 for sale by owners. I have people call me all the time. They call me directly, 461-3220, ask for Greg. because some of them have bought and sold lots of properties. They're real comfortable with that. And as long as we have a fully executed contract, we can help those people get to the closing table and get on with the next chapter.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk about a whole lot of things that have to do with closing. What is a closing? What is title insurance? What is title? We're going to answer all of the questions that our callers have. What's the number to call, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
And we're going to have some really interesting stories that have occurred over the years, everything from, well, you're just going to have to wait and hear some of the great stories that have occurred over the years. Everything from a closing in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
believe
right.
it or not, a closing in a bathtub. You weren't in the bathtub.
No.
I can either confirm or deny any accusations.
Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. We're in the studio live today on this gorgeous liquid sunshine kind of day. And I'm here with Howard, and I'm here with Greg Harris of Watson Title Services in North Florida. So thank you for staying tuned with us during our break. And we were talking about how there are liaisons at all the Watson offices and how it makes it for a seamless type of experience for our customers. And I want to give another example of how that benefits the customer is that, you know, Howard and I having the radio show, we literally do business in all the counties, right?
Absolutely.
So that means our customers might be closer to a different office than the office we work out of. And so we're able to use the Watson offices and the Watson Title offices to help facilitate that transaction so that our customers are not inconvenienced.
And that's the key is buying and selling a property. It's a big deal.
It is.
Both financially, emotionally, and just from the logistics point of view. And there are a lot of people who they can get out at lunch or they don't want to go through rush hour traffic to drive 45 minutes. And because we cover, as we talked about before, from the Georgia border down to west of Gainesville, is maybe there's a Watson office 10 minutes down the road and we can get the documents there. They can sign what they need to. And that just makes it a more convenient experience for them. And for the closings we do, the typical understanding is, or thought about closings is you have a buyer and a seller and realtors at a table. and everybody signs the documents. That only happens about half the time, 50% of the time. The other 50% of closings are we have a seller pre-sign, buyer pre-sign, or a mail away. Matter of fact, we're doing a mail away to Australia this week.
Wow.
but we've done them to...
You want to hand deliver that one? I would have done it for you.
Well, one way to get away from the heat, because it's wintertime there now, but we, Israel, Japan, Russia, South Africa, Vietnam, those are some of the ones that we've done before. And of course, you have to make sure you have your timeline correct to be able to do that.
Timeline would be super important on the mailaways.
And if things have to get notarized, it can take up to 2 weeks to get an appointment at an American consulate or embassy. So there's some more logistics, but in many ways, it is a global operation.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you don't have any title offices out in the Orient or anywhere else, though, right? Just here local?
If we did, I would have to visit them on a regular basis.
I would go visit with you.
Speaking of bases, I want to make a point about who you are. And for those of our military folks out there, and even those who are not, I want to make a point that you have an extensive military background. You are a former commander in the Navy and have been all around the world. So I want to give a special thank you to you for your service to our great country. So thank you so much for serving.
Thanks, Howard. It's and it's good to be home. There's lots of sailors around here, both native and those who decided to stay because it's such a great place to live. But thank you.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate that. So
yes, indeed. Okay, so let's talk about title. Let's talk about summer. And how, and first also let me say that you used to be a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So people should know that your breadth of knowledge is wide and varied, and that all of your experiences bring you to be like the perfect president of Watson Title. Because I do think it helps for the title people to know and to understand what is exactly involved in the real estate process before we ever get to title.
Right.
So there's a lot involved, and it helps you to understand all the dynamics that we're going through as agents or our customers are going through. And summertime presents a lot of obstacles. And why don't you speak to that?
Sure. And, you know, one thing that we always talk about during our weekly meetings is we're conscious of the fact that because as a title insurance company and settlement services provider where, you know, we're responsible once that contract is written to make sure that the people who say they can sell the property actually can. That's
right.
Not always true. and that the property that they think they're buying is as described. And at the end of the day, that when they own that property, they have it, it's theirs, 100% theirs, nobody else has a claim on it, and there's nothing that's degrading that property. It's a very emotional experience.
Right.
Because if you're a buyer, the money you're bringing to the table, that's a lifetime of hard work, sacrifice, investment, and compromise. It's all represented in that. And that brings people to a high level of emotion. For a seller, that is, for most of them, their greatest investment, and there are memories that come along with it, too. And they're going on to a next chapter. Sometimes that's positive, sometimes that's neutral, sometimes that's negative, but it's always very emotional.
Yes.
And in summertime, to add to that emotion, there's the additional stress that just in the way our market works, and there's a couple exceptions in our marketplace, but generally speaking, May, June, July, and maybe August, depending upon the year, is when it's the most busy.
Yes.
So everybody involved in the transaction, whether it's the lenders, the realtors, they're supermen and superwomen, so they're never affected by busy times.
Oh, yeah, never.
and like we were talking about rain today, surveyors,
yes.
Contractors, to get properties ready to close, they're all constrained by the same thing other mere mortals all, and that's a 24-hour day. And
can't change that.
And people have vacation time
right.
that they have to worry about. People with children are starting to focus on the school year and things they need to do to get ready. And so when you look at the calendar of when people can close, there are just a few little windows. And so that's, I always tell people during the summertime to take a deep breath and have a realistic expectation of how long the closing process can be, should be, and how much wiggle room do you have there? And early on, say, you know, we want to close on date X, but if something happens, here's our next window.
Right.
Because one of the primary things that we do is part of issuing that title insurance is we work in conjunction with our underwriters to create what's term of art, a 30-year marketable title, where we go back and look at that property and its chain of title to see if there's anything on there, any type of clouds or liens that would inhibit full transfer of ownership of that property. And sometimes things are discovered that can take a phone call to clear up. Sometimes it can take a week or a few months if all of a sudden you have 10 siblings you've got to come find in addition to the person you thought was selling the property, and half of them haven't been seen since Bill Clinton was president. It can be challenging, but we'll help them get there. So, and that goes back to keeping the emotions inside control. And I think if you focus on communications and customer service, which is respecting buyers and sellers, that even if things aren't as smooth as you want them to be through things that are out of control of any parties, it's just the nature of the business and the property, that if everybody is focused on communicating well with each other and making sure that people's concerns are addressed in a professional and respectful manner, everybody will eventually get to where they want to be, which is very challenging in summertime for all the things we talked about.
Now,
before,
you've used a couple of phrases that a lot of our listeners may not be in tune to. What does a cloud on title mean?
Cloud on title, it's the old phrase free and clear. I always, I don't know if a fact checker wants to grab me, but I claim ownership of that in our industry. Free and clear means when you buy a piece of property that says, you, Howard Vergalis, own 1,000 acres of pine land, and it's defined by this little square here, that it's all yours, and you have 100% ownership, and it's all that land. A cloud of title would be, what if the person you bought it from got it by a quick claim deed from their dad, and their dad got it in, I'm not making this up, by the way, dad won the title to the property in a poker match in Yulee back in 1929, and that previous owner got it from their two brothers. What if one of those brothers had two heirs and they have an interest in that property? Who now has an interest in their interest? Because nobody closed it properly in that period of time. So you've got to have research to make sure that Howard owns 100% of this land, not there's a 1 and 132nd interest by Mabel Washington in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And we need to make a phone call to her and see whether she wants to give up her portion of that property.
Wow.
That's that cloud. And that's one of the things that we do to make sure when Howard buys this property, he's getting what's promised to him. This is my pine acreage. I own it. And nobody else has a claim on it. That's what you want to make sure.
So a title search is done, meaning you go back in time as far as you possibly can to see whether or not anyone has some sort of an interest, and then a title policy, an insurance policy, ensures that if somebody by chance comes along, then there's an insurance policy that comes along, and after the break, we're going to come back and discuss what happens with that insurance policy, what that
Perfect.
Insurance policy protects. Does it make those people go away? Does it pay them off? Does it just pay your interest in the policy? What exactly does it do? Who pays for that policy? What happens in the closing process with that policy? We're going to discuss all that when we come back, because that's a big portion of closing cost is the title policy, correct?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk about that when we come back. If you have questions, in the meantime, Angela, what is the number to call?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255, area code 904.
All right. Great.
Call with your questions for Greg.
Great information. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump putting on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico starting on Monday. He says now that the U.S. ally is going to take what he called strong measures, without being more specific, to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The deal falls somewhat short of dramatic overhauls that had been promoted by the administration. The U.S. will be expanding a program that returns asylum seekers while their claims are under review to Mexico after they've crossed the U.S. Mexico border. In the past, they've been held in the U.S. and eventually released into the public. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he plans to speak one-on-one with China's central bank governor about trade issues. Mnuchin said today he would hold routine talks on various issues and then meet privately with Yi Gang, the chairman of the People's Bank of China. U.S. hiring slowed in May as employers added just 75,000 jobs. This is SRN News.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org or call 904-265-1775.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer is the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida. Because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 15th at 12 noon, it's the Great Atlantic Festival 2019 at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Imagine your dad high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th, at Tools for a Time. Your dad in control of the ultimate mowing machine. He could also win that fabulous machine. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500 at WBOB.com. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Looks like it's going to be a rainy weekend and a rainy week with up to about a 50% chance of showers all weekend long, mostly cloudy skies. Daytime highs around 90, nighttime lows about 75, and that rain will be continuing all week, matter of fact, through about next weekend.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right. Before the break, Greg, we were talking about this title search and you explained that. But then even though somebody does a title search and you go back a number of years to find out whether there is, as you explained, a cloud on title, something can still come up years later. So a title policy is bought to ensure that if something comes up, even years after, and by the way, the title insurance, you don't have to buy that every year, right? You just buy it once and it stays in effect essentially forever.
It does. It's occasionally you'll hear the term of art, promulgated rate. The state of Florida sets the rate for title insurance. It's all based upon the sales price. That's the same everywhere you go. And it is a one-time charge that's paid at closing based upon the sales price. And it will protect your interest on the property for as long as you own the property, but also your heirs. So if I own a piece of property and the good Lord calls me home, whoever my heir is for that property, it'll transfer to them. So if a few years down the road an undisclosed heir shows up, or when I purchased a property and did a title search, there was an error made that was missed, that I as the homeowner wouldn't be responsible if all of a sudden my property is worth 20% less. If they can, policy will make sure that somebody else will make the efforts to make you whole and to pay for any legal costs to do that, because occasionally you will have to go to court to get things resolved, which is good and fine. And that way you're not responsible for paying for those legal costs to get the ownership that you were promised. So it's different than a lot of insurance in that regard, in that it is immortal as long as you own the property. And it's just a one-time cost.
So can an heir, a previous heir, come back and take my property?
No. They'll have a claim on that property because, for instance, if you own 100% of a property and you want to sell it and you get $100,000 from it, you get to pocket $100,000. If you have $100,000 from that sale, but somebody else has a 20% interest in that property, then they have a claim on that. So what you want to do is you want to clear those heirs out. And it doesn't necessarily have to be people either. For instance, one of the more interesting title claims I've seen over the last few years was over outside of St. Augustine. It was a property that had been quit claimed from one member to another through the years. And the last time the property was really done in the proper way was back in 1915. And when it was done, the property description was done incorrectly, and one side of the property was undefined. So it needed to be defined, and that was something that was undertaken and taken care of. And it's interesting the things that can come up. We've also had a circumstance. We had a customer who was liquidating a large number of properties and selling them. And we were on property 17, and all of a sudden, there came a fine against him that attached to all of his properties that hadn't shown up before. And we're all looking at each other like, what did we do? What did we miss? But what had happened is the good folks downtown, when they were entering it, they took the individual's name, and two of the letters in their name, I'm a big guy. I got big hands. Typewriters aren't designed well for me. So I think it was some guy like me typing it in, switched the two letters back.
Transposition error.
And what had happened is that at our underwriter, one of their researchers, because we don't just, take off page one and replace it. We do the search every time for the property. While they were doing the search again, they did the same transposition error. And so that misspelling downtown came up, and all of a sudden it popped up. So we were able to tell our customer, no, we didn't miss it the previous 16 times. It was a transposition error. It was $186 fine. We were able to clear up, no problem. But those are the type of things that a title insurance policy will do for you, just like
like a city fine. You didn't cut your grass, so the city fines you, something like that.
Correct.
You even find those things and clear those up before a policy can transfer, including such things as there's a homeowners association or a condo association, and those dues or HOA fees have not been paid. Those things have to be cleared up as well before a policy can transfer. Those can be problematic as well, correct?
And they can be huge. They can be absolutely huge. My favorite example is my second year in the business. We had and people who are purchasing in high dollar value areas need to be conscious of this. There was a seller who insists that, you know, her, well, here's my last statement. I only owe $2,000. What we do is we ask for an estoppel letter, which is only good for a certain length of time. And it's a payoff letter, in essence, that the homeowners association says, okay, you're going to transfer this property on the 15th of July. If we get this amount of money at closing, then the new homeowner will have a zero balance. Well, we insisted on getting an estoppel letter. And when we got the estoppel letter back, the balance was $31,600.
Wow.
Because not only had they not paid any of their homeowner association dues there for years, there were late fees, there were assessments due to improvements in the development that they refused to pay, and there were fines on top of that. So it was one of the reasons why you definitely want to wait for the estoppel letter, because they're going to get paid, and after the closing, it's going to come back on somebody. So you want to make sure that the people who are responsible pay it. So homeowner associations can be very, very surprising. And in some places, especially in St. John's County, you'll have more than one homeowner's association. So we try to pay close attention to that to make sure that everybody is aware of what needs to be settled when we close.
So when you say more than one, you mean there could be like a master association. Correct. And then like a smaller, like a subdivision. Mm-hmm. Inside of that big plan community.
Like Sawgrass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Sawgrass has two or three in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Angela and I recently bought an investment condominium association, and there was an interesting delay in closing because there was a fine by the homeowners association against the owner that she claimed she never knew about because the tenant had done something improper and the tenant did not fix the situation. The letter was mailed to the
landlord,
to the owner, as well as to the address where the infraction occurred. But the homeowner had said, the owner of the property had said she had never gotten it. So she didn't pay the fine. She had moved twice. So it caused a big delay in the closing. And this is a great example why you start the process of doing the title search very, very early in the process. And this is something that can delay the closing dramatically. And it delayed it for us about a month.
Right. And that's one of the things that we started to do this year is traditionally you do a no kidding title search when the contract comes in. And what we try to tell people, realtors that have a listing that kind of makes the hair on the back of their neck twitch a little bit, but don't wait for the contract to come in. Go ahead and take the listing agreement, give it to us, and working with our underwriters, we will initiate the title search as we wait for the contract to come in to make sure that there's clear title, what exceptions are on title that come back from the title search. And so we can work with the sellers, wait for that buyer to come in to get those cleared. And I think that's a real powerful thing too. Especially if you have an investor coming and buying property, they want to invest their money and move on. If you can look an investor in the eye, if they want to buy condos for an investment, and you go, we've already done the title search, title's clear, we're ready to go as a cash buyer. When can you sign the
close
paperwork?
Quickly.
Exactly. Yes. And that enables that quick close to take place, where if a title search hasn't been done, even if you have a cash buyer, I always caution people that, take a deep breath, but let's see what comes back on title. Once you do that, you know how fast it'll take for you to be able to close.
Right.
Oh, my. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about that closing that occurred when someone was in the bathtub. Because that's always a great story to hear.
No video or photos.
We're also going to talk about when someone is incapacitated in a physical sense. You talked about mail-aways overseas and things like that, maybe in a different state. But what about when someone is incapacitated and can't get to the office? What services you provide in that regard to get a closing done? I'm sure that situation has come up. What can you do to help those people? As well as when somebody when a buyer and a seller wants to come together, doesn't have an agent, and they don't even have a contract. Can you help them with a contract? We're going to talk about what we can do to help them as well. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back to answer your questions.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. In our studio is Greg Harris with Watson Title Services, and we are having some great conversation about title and title insurance and closings and time frames in the summer and all sorts of things.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What?
Is talked about Greg's phone number at Watson Title Services.
Oh, we need to do that.
Yeah, I mentioned it briefly, but if anybody has some questions about the closing process, or if you're presently closing a deal with us and wanted to talk to us specifically about some stuff, you can always reach us at area code 904-461-3220, 904-461-3220. You'll probably talk to Melody, and if you would like to talk to me directly, just ask for Greg. She'll send you right to me.
All right. Sounds good. Perfect. All right, before the break, we were talking about if somebody is doing like a for sale by owner and they want to put together a contract, you know, they're not attorneys. They just want to write something up and say, hey, I want to sell, you know, 123 Main Street for $200,000. And they come to you and say, hey, can you put this contract together? What do you tell them?
The state of Florida would frown on that. What Florida is not an attorney state. It's a title state, which is we have title insurance companies, settlement services provider. That saves customers a lot of money, not having to use an attorney. And drawing up a contract in the state of Florida, you can, as a civilian, individual, do it yourself, you can have a real estate professional do that for you, or an attorney, one of the three. I do not recommend on a regular basis people do it themselves, whether buying or selling real estate. It's kind of like practicing dentistry on yourself. In theory, you can do it, but it's going to be painful, and odds are you're going to regret it. You know, work with a professional. And, you know, we get contracts that, and I tell people who are selling for sale by owner, send it in, we'll look at it, and we'll tell you whether it is sufficient for us to close. And I even have buyers who are looking at buying a for sale by owner, and I tell them they need to get in touch with a real estate professional. They work with people who are for sale by owner sellers all the time, and they'll do what is the most important thing. Is when you're buying a property, you want to make sure that your interests are protected, that you are actually going to buy that property, and when you send that money to somebody else, that it's yours. It's
right.
100%, yeah. And nobody's going to knock on your door 2 months later and say that you owe $31,600 in homeowner association dues that the previous owner didn't pay, or why is your car parked in my driveway? Because that driveway does not belong to that house. It belongs to my house, and I'm putting a koi pond there next week, so move your car. So you got to work with a professional in real estate. Absolutely.
Yeah. The contract, the purchase and sale agreement that is used by Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, are 7 or 8 pages long, and it's that way. There are so many provisions in there because some problem has come up in the past that
yes.
Now has a sentence or paragraph
correct
to alleviate that problem from coming up in the future.
The former naval aviators in the audience will recognize this phrase. In my prior life, we had a thing called a NATOPS manual, which is basically what prescribes how you fly different types of aircraft. And we would always say every word in that NATOPS manual is written in blood because it's in there for a reason, because a plane
went down,
took off, and did not have a landing that equaled its number of takeoffs. And that you're exactly right, Howard. That contract, every line of that contract exists in there because at some point, a buyer or a seller had a problem. They did not have a good real estate experience. They had a confusing real estate experience, or they were taken advantage of. And every line of that contract means something. And as we've always seen, when issues come up on a contract, you'll quote line numbers almost like you're at church and you're quoting chapter and verse and say, please look at lines 176 yes. through 210. Let's
exactly.
go. This is what this means. And I'll tell people a lot of times it's customary for this to take place in this county because different counties are different.
Exactly.
Or as prescribed in the contract. And that's really where the professionals come into play because they make sure that your interests are protected. There are
yeah.
no surprises.
So Angela and I can help you do that. But there is something that you can do that is an agreement between two parties. And that is if the owner of the property is willing to finance some of the purchase price. And that, of course, is called a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mortgage agreement that you can work with them, sometimes with an attorney, to provide that language that now you'll have to discuss it with them, whether it's a 15-year or a 30-year, but you can help them work that through. Is that correct?
Simple fill in the blanks. Obviously, we can do that. And occasionally, we have people who want something that's a little more complicated. For instance, this week, we had somebody who wanted to do a lease to purchase agreement. And those you really want to make sure are done correctly. And we can't do that internally because we're not a law firm. But we have an attorney here in town that we've been partnered with for years who's actually done some of our company legal work as well. And we partner with his firm, and they'll create that lease purchase, and it still closes with us. And so that gives you all the advantages of working with Watson Title. But for the legal work that's just done off to the side, that's taken care of as well. So you have that access, accountability, and other advantages that we like to think that we have with closing with us. But those are options. Some of them do require an attorney. It's just, and I always caution people, you can, in theory, plow a field with a BMW Sportster, but that might not be necessary. Sometimes you just need a tractor. So just use a tractor to plow the field, leave the BMW in the garage. And sometimes, unfortunately, people will hire a BMW when all they really need is a good old John Deere tractor.
I love your examples.
All right, quickly tell the story, the funny story, as we come to the end of the show, about doing the closing in somebody's bathroom.
Yeah, for safety purposes, we don't make a habit out of closing in people's personal houses. You know, but we've done hospitals, we've done boats with goats, everything from the Dr. Seuss book. But we had been working with this couple. And they had a lot of things going on in their life, but we've been working with them for over a year. And I'll go ahead and use her name because she's a local character. But our liaison to the Duval Station and Dunn Avenue office, Crystal, she's been with the Watson Title actually longer than I have. But
we love Crystal, by the way. We've used her a lot. Yes.
She had known this couple and were very comfortable with them as we were, and it was time to sign the documents, and it was a very stressful part of their life. And the husband said, can you just come by here and have her sign here? She really doesn't feel like coming. And we made an exception, and Crystal was comfortable because we had known them, so she went over there. And she came in, and basically the husband said, she's back there, went back there, and everybody was fully clothed here, but she was in a cold bath because she was just a little stressed out. Crystal, professional, understanding, the person that she is, walked in there, just put the commode seat down, sat down with the paper, took her pen out, and got a couple of signatures and left. So, yeah, we could even do closing while sitting on the commode.
But full service.
Full service. And the important thing is, it closed.
Yes.
It closed. No delay. And everybody was able to move on with another chapter of their life.
Good. You know, the average closing process, all the things that you have to do, take hours and hours and hours of work. What is it, 30 hours, 40 hours? I don't know, a bunch of work.
It all depends. Each closing is different.
All right. You know, there are so many things involved in the process. There are mineral rights. There are deed stamps. There's escrow. There's surveys. There are short sales. There are regular sales. There's all sorts of things. You folks at Watson Title do all of them. You do them all so well. I want to remind everyone what your phone number is. It's 461-3220. Your Greg Harris, the president of Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. Angela and I have been using you folks for 15 years, a long, long time. We recommend them highly. You can call Greg after the show. Greg, you want to give your phone number to call after the show, or just call at the office, 461-3220. We appreciate you being at the show. Stand by for the Van Wees, who are live as usual, tell you what's been going on in the sector. God bless everyone.